I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with the Blue Standard school record breaking Pella 4x8 relay. Josiah Wittenberg, Carl Miller, Chase Lauman, and Tony Schmitz joining us here as we preview this week's Drake relays. Josiah, I'll start with you. Your family has a lot of history with Pella track and field, so I imagine not only to get to Drake, it was special to break the school record. What did it mean to run the race that you did so far, and what was that, I guess, a sign of how far you guys have come?
Well, I think heading into the season, we all knew that if there was one record on that board that we were going to be able to get, it was probably the 4x8, just because, I mean, this would have been the same team we had last year, but we didn't get to run it. And so we knew that, you know, given another year of experience, we knew that we were going to have the talent to just, wreck that record, and we're going to have another chance to beat it even more, so.
Well, and Carl, this is the first time this group of four has come together, just because you've been practicing in different other areas with relays and testing other ways to score a lot of points coming up at state. Take us back to that day up at Waukee. What were the thoughts before the race, and what was it like with this group finally together? How excited were you to finally go on the track and show what you had?
I think it was fun. It was obviously the first time running in the 4x8, so, I mean, it was going to be a lot of fun and really try to go fast and get a good time, so, I mean, before the race, I mean, we were pretty excited, I think. I know we were kind of anxious to get there out there on the track. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, we went out there and did our thing.
Well, and Chase, what about that day allowed you guys to be so fast? I know that might be a hard thing to ask, but it seemed like Waukee, you guys sent part of your team to Knoxville, and then you sent kind of your best guys up to Waukee. Did that kind of help it, just to know there was a lot of speed out there on the track?
Yeah, we had some good competition. It was just, it was a beautiful day to run also. We had tons of teammates cheering us on, and then we all just put together great times, and most of us PRs too.
Well, and Tony, you had quite the split, and then later that day had quite the 800, both of which ended up qualifying for the Drake Relays. You know, obviously you were feeling pretty good. What about that day in particular for you allowed you to go, what, 156 or so on your split? And then just a few races later, what, 157 and change in the 800. What made you so fast?
Well, it's kind of been said, the competition was really good and the weather was nice. It was a good change from the cold temperatures that we had earlier. But also, since I was the anchor leg, these guys had really good legs and put me in a really good spot. And I actually had some guys to run alongside with. And so that helped push me. And then trying to have a mentality of attacking, especially the early part of the race, and trying to get uncomfortable and find a new gear helped motivate me to really go after those races.
Well, you guys have all qualified in different relays and multiple races. Josiah, you were on that 4x8 relay at state a couple of years ago. First of all, what does it mean to go back? And what does it mean to go back with this relay, knowing that this has been a multiple-year process for this group? This group just didn't happen overnight.
Well, I mean, it just shows the talent that we have here. I mean, as freshmen, I mean, me and Carl were on that team 2 years ago, and we're coming back and get to help carry this team once again. So it's just, it's nice that we have, we're familiar with running on the blue oval, and I think that'll definitely help us on Thursday and then come state weekend as well, so.
Well, and Carl, when I talked to you at Pella Christian, you were talking to me a little bit about how you're still trying to get your sea legs underneath you. You had a long basketball season, you won the championship there, and there is some time to transition to track. How has that been going for you? And I imagine you're starting to feel more like a track guy now, a little less basketball.
Yeah, it's going really good. I started off as like doing spinning workouts and just trying to get the speed aspects back into it. And now the last few weeks, I've really been going harder on the 800 and longer distance workouts. So I'm enjoying it, and it's been pretty fun.
Well, and Chase, this 4x8, as I have mentioned a couple times, isn't the only thing going to Drake. You're sending a busload of guys and girls, both with these programs, up to the Blue Oval this Thursday. How exciting is that for you to know that you're going to have a team with you up there at Drake Stadium, and so many of your classmates and friends are going to be able to run up there, both boys and girls?
It's really good to know that we have a lot of teammates supporting us, and also just people we can also cheer on too. And also, it is very exciting, especially come May, when we already have a lot of athletes at Drake. So I think it'll translate good to state, and we have a good chance at the title at state.
I know this 4x8 in particular, Tony, is going to try and push for that first place. You're not that far off the fastest time in the state. What do you think it's going to take this Thursday to run that great of a race again, knowing that you're going to be running against the best competition in Iowa? And how excited are you for that challenge?
I know we're all pretty excited. I think the competition's going to play a big role in having a good race. Just being able to have a lot of great guys that are really going to push us. And then we all know that we already ran a great time, and it's going to take a lot of work just to get that again and then improve upon that. So it'll be really exciting to see how far we can push ourselves this Thursday and then the rest of the season.
Well, and then this last question is for everybody, and Chase, you kind of alluded to it. Drake's going to be great. I'm sure it's going to be fun, but the end goal of this team is to be at the top of the podium and have the first place trophy in the state for the 3A boys. Josiah, what's it going to take between now and May in terms of getting your relay set and getting your legs set and getting yourself just healthy enough to be ready to run your best day at conference, get another great day at districts, and then, of course, send a big group up to state?
Well, I think the big thing heading into before state is just to make sure that we stay healthy. I mean, I know that like COVID seems to be a little bit more relaxed now, but like, I mean, it's still a thing and it could still easily knock us out. So we still just need to be smart with our decisions. And I think we've shown that we have the talent that we can go out and we can win state with what we have. I think it just, yeah, really, we just have to be healthy. We got to be smart with our decisions.
Being a successful team, I mean, you can't just think you can just go out there and do that same thing. So you have to prepare the right way. I mean, you got to eat right. You got to sleep. I mean, you got to do all those things. So, I mean, you just got to do those right things to be able to do that.
Along with what they said, I think also just putting together a lot of good hard workouts together and just being consistent with it, and also with the meets, to just keep competing well every meet and just not taking anything for granted, giving it all with all the chances we have.
Well, Tony, you've been there before several times in your career, and obviously now you have a chance to go back this week and next week. I imagine, especially as a senior, this is a special opportunity, and I know that you guys are probably highly motivated to make something special happen.
Yeah, for a lot of us, like everyone here, this is our first time going to the Drake Relays, so that's really an exciting opportunity to run there. But then also for me and a lot of like other seniors, being able to go out on a high note this year, that's a really big motivation for us to finish the season strong, and just continuing to keep the motivation up and keeping a mindset that we can always get better and continuing to push ourselves, and no matter what the outcome, that we can feel happy with what we accomplished.
Josiah Wittenberg, Carl Miller, Chase Laumann, and Tony Schmitz, the 4x8 Blue Standards School Record Relay, joining us here on 92.1 KRLS. Have a lot of fun this week, guys, on Thursday. All the best to you, and I look forward to seeing you guys soon at a track, hopefully at conference, and then, of course, at state qualifying. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.